Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson. A California environmental group has found lead in juice and packaged fruit popular with children, juice boxes, bottled juice, and single-serving fruit packs. Many of the products contained lead that exceeds state and federal limits for young children. The Oakland-based Environmental Law Foundation tested a wide range of brands and found that a single serving of many of the products tested would put children aged 6 and younger over the daily limit for lead. KQED's Sarah Varney reported this story today for NPR and KQED and joins us to tell us more. Sarah, what did these tests show?
There were 146 total products that were tested, and 125 of them, so 85%, exceeded a California law called Prop 65 that requires manufacturers and retailers to post warnings on products if they exceed levels of lead set by state scientists.
And how were these tests conducted?
Environmental Law Foundation purchased more than 300 samples of these fruit products around California, and they sent them to an EPA-certified lab in Berkeley that tests for metals.
And why did they pick these particular products?
The FDA actually has long been doing these what are called food basket surveys. So the FDA is interested in the amount of contaminants Americans are ingesting. And so the Environmental Law Foundation says that they looked at that data and that, in fact, you could see that there were increased lead levels in juice and fruit products. So they decided to focus their efforts there.
How does lead get into packaged fruit and juices in the first place?
Well, there's lead in the environment everywhere. A lot of that is a legacy of leaded gasoline, and lead does also exist in the natural environment as well. So the lead probably is in the fruit itself. Also, when the fruit are being processed, they go through these massive machines that are made out of metal, in some cases lead, and small pieces of that lead can break off and get into the fruit itself. And then in many cases, a lot of this fruit is being reconstituted with water that has lead in it. And then the fourth possibility of where the lead is coming from is actually in the packaging.
And you mentioned Prop 65 here in California. Can you explain the difference between California and federal standards?
Prop 65 is really meant to be sort of an early warning system. So the levels of lead or cadmium or many other substances that scientists consider to be harmful are set at a 1,000-fold safety factor. The idea is that you alert consumers way before harm can occur. So it's up to the retailers or the manufacturers to tell their customers. Federal law is completely different. In fact, there's no real federal law around lead. The FDA did set lead levels for children age 0 to 6 and 7 and older back in 1993. And of course, the science has changed a lot since then. And the American Academy of Pediatrics has said in the last few years, as well as many other scientists, that there really is no safe level of exposure to lead.
What can parents do?
There were plenty of apple juices and actually only one grape juice and just one fruit cocktail and a few other peaches and pears that did not contain lead and did not contain lead at levels that would trigger this Prop 65 warning. So there are plenty of choices out there for parents to choose something that does not have a lot of lead in it. The problem, however, is you don't know as a consumer. And as a mother of a toddler, I can completely sympathize. We are going to have a link on our website at kqed.org to this environmental group's website where you can actually get a listing of all of the juices that exceeded and did not exceed these limits.
Where does this information go from here?
This environmental group has filed a legal notice with the attorney general as of today. And now the district attorneys and the AG have about 2 months to decide what they're going to do, if they're going to file some sort of action against these various companies. They could enforce penalties against the companies if, in fact, they are violating the Prop 65 standards.
What are the companies saying?
I did speak with Raley's, which is this very large supermarket chain in the West. They also have their own private label brand, so they are, in fact, responsible under state law for these labeling requirements. And they said that they were very surprised by the findings, that they do a lot of monitoring of their products and that they actually had already hired an outside independent auditor to come in and look at how they were testing their products. I also spoke with Del Monte. They decided not to issue a statement. I also received a statement from a spokeswoman from the J.M. Smucker Company, which owns Santa Cruz Organics, and they said the company did not have enough information to investigate the claims being made.
Sarah Varney is KQED's health reporter. Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
To see which brands exceeded state limits and which did not, head to our website, kqed.org/radio news. I'm Kelly Wilkinson, KQED Public Radio.